Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of MLLD, Ministering to Love Until in These Last Days. I'm Pastor Kishford Frank. Today's episode is captioned, The Stage is Set. I will be presenting to you a subject of great relevance to our present global crisis and how we contextualize what is happening in relation to what the Bible teaches us of last day events and the end of the world. We're talking about COVID-19 and last day prophecy. The stage is set. Now, this is a two-part presentation that I'll be bringing to you, and both parts equally important. And so I urge you to pay close attention to both of them as we clear the air on this all-important subject matter of whether COVID-19 fits the criteria of being a last-day event that signals the end of the world and the coming of Christ. This is going to be exciting. Stick around as we get into it. All right, welcome back everyone. We're talking COVID-19 and last day prophecy. The stage is set. I begin with a Bible passage and prayer. That passage is taken from Matthew 24, verse 32 and verse 33. Jesus speaking, he says, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors." We're not going to say too much on this passage just yet until later on in our presentation, but suffice it to say that the passage is telling us here that there are certain things when we see happening, we know that the coming of Jesus is at the door. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wisdom that comes from your word. And so we pray in a special way that you would lead us by your Holy Spirit. We thank you that your promise is that you would guide us through every age and stage right to the very end of time. So lead us even now, we pray. I pray for all those listening this presentation that, oh God, you would open up our understanding and that you would give us eyesalve, that we will be able to discern what is happening around us and live according to your will and make the necessary moves, decisions, actions according to your leading. Thank you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I read an article by a senior and experienced theologian on the coronavirus and prophecy. In fact, that's something around that it was titled. And whether it is a sign of the end. I must say, there are some very good points made in an effort to put the present pandemic into perspective. Now, I will not here go into the article, but it is clear to me from that article, as well as from the wider conversation on the relationship between COVID-19 and last day events, that there is a desire to bring balance in people's mind so as to prevent fear. And rightly so, there is the place for that, for if we rightly understand God's word and what is happening, then fear does not have to be our recourse. And so there is the attempt being made to keep people from fear. Fear from thinking doom and gloom when the current crisis is analyzed by average minds. And I use average here in the context of biblical knowledge and awareness. But while we are trying to keep the world from fear, there is a concern that we are taking on a posture of too often downplaying grave and eternally significant issues before us, while the devil and his elements are eyes wide open to the opportunities for laying diabolic strongholds. Now, of course, we have all heard of many doomsday predictions before, many that, of course, have failed. And so we see a strong caution on the path of many to ward against anything that appears to be giving a doomsday connotation. Now, we need to be careful that our avoidance of repeating failed doomsday predictions doesn't leave us unawares. It's no wonder the Bible speaks of watching and praying, the need to keep your spiritual eyes opened to what is happening in the world around you. Now, as expected, many people are analyzing COVID-19 and its immediate effects. Notice I say immediate effects. We'll talk about that later on too. Many are taking their lessons from it and already assessing it into the context of last day events. I imagine that many of you listening this program right now have had to confront the reality of making your own assessment of the current pandemic in the context of last day events and the end of the world. And by extension, you would have made your conclusions as to whether or not it is last day context. Now, let's talk about some polar positions that people usually take when it comes to matters of last day events. There are polar positions on contextualizing COVID-19's pandemic. There will always be folks who will take extreme position on these matters. It is this behavior that usually produces fear-mongering and doomsday time setting on the end of the world and so forth. And we know that this is not the plan of God, so we leave that alone. On the other hand, there is an extreme that is just as dangerous or even worse, and that is the opposite extreme of being carefree and allowing everything to pass by without any discernment that something is happening. And this is even worse than considering everything a doomsday event, because within this is a great deception in itself, where the enemy can do just about anything right before our eyes and we are completely blind to it. So the question now, therefore, is how do you avoid those two extremes? Staying clear of fear-mongering and erroneous doomsday predictions on the one hand, and staying clear of the deception of lacking discernment of what is truly happening. A simple answer to that would be knowing the Word of God and what it says regarding the time of the end and the end of time. In addition to that, more than just the prophecy of the end, embracing the full scripture that teaches you of the God of the end will be significant. You see, It's knowing the God of the end that will preserve you both now and in the final analysis. Many people are caught up with knowing the events of the end. And out of knowing the events of the end comes a host of things with it, such as fear, false conclusions and interpretations, and so forth. Because just knowing the events of the end cannot help you in the end. It cannot even put the said events in proper perspective. By themselves, the events of the end are just that, events of the end. Our focus should not be on the events of the end, but rather the God of the end. You see, the God of the end gives you discernment for the end, and he keeps you through the end. That is also significant. Let me say that again. Our focus should not be on the events of the end more than it is on the God of the end. While we look at the events of the end, because there is the place for that, we are to also make sure that we look at the God of the end. For it is the God of the end who gives discernment for the end, in understanding the end. And when the end unfolds, he keeps you through the end. So I want to offer some perspectives for your consideration on the question in many people's minds as to whether COVID-19 is a last-day event that declares the end of the world. Let me say that these are points for you to think about. I will not determine for you. As a teacher of the word, my task is not to tell you to take my position, for we must all decide for ourselves. But I am responsible for pointing you into the right direction. So, let's lay some considerations. Firstly, be careful of any person or position that at this time denies the magnitude and significance of the present global crisis. There are many people who, because of thinking they have the prophecies of the word wrapped around their fingers, believe that they can calculate that there is nothing threatening about COVID-19 in the context of the end. Those are folks whom I consider to think that they can determine for God, or they understand God so well that they are now in danger of boxing God into their finite understanding of how they think God must operate. Now, it is all right to help in allaying the fears of the fearful and help to put things in proper perspective. But to do so to the point where you are almost teaching a relaxed position is a grave error on the part of those who even attempt it. Any intelligent creature could see that the events of our world has a particular context for this time in our world's history, and as it relates to the close of time. That's the first consideration. Secondly, an approach that has been used by many to dismiss the present crisis as having significance for last day events is that of comparing it to other historical events of like nature had greater devastation. So, one of the things people are doing in dismissing how significant the present crisis is that they're comparing it with, for example, the Spanish flu. And they are claiming that COVID-19 is not near half as devastating as these previous pandemics. Now let's look at that and take some and the Black Plague wisdom, I would say, from it all. The Spanish flu of 1918 to 1920, which lasted 2 years or so, saw some 500 million people affected, and somewhere the estimates put the death toll between 50 to 100 million people dead. Before that, we had the Black Plague, the bubonic plague, 1347 to 1351, a 4-year period. Estimates put the death toll between 100 to 200 million deaths, as great as anything else. The logical conclusion of the experts, therefore, and the so-called Bible scholars, is that this current COVID-19 pales in significance to these previous pandemic crises. Now, let's stick a pin and break this down a bit to see how deceptive the enemy can be to those who have based their stance on such calculations. Firstly, the COVID-19 pandemic is not over, so as to be able to conclusively determine that it has not reached the numbers of the previous ones. And while scientifically there can be projections of a time and way that it will pan out, let's learn, even from our current state, that our science is still limited and cannot always determine everything conclusively. You know, one of our human problems is that we always think we have it figured out until it hits us that our best efforts fail. Now, this thing has done all that it has done. COVID-19, I'm speaking of, has done all that it has done in the face of all our human expertise. So, until COVID-19 is over, it is not over. Pardon me, but no estimated trajectory is good enough for me to determine that something is not as bad or will not be as bad. Until COVID-19 is over, respectfully, I cannot be conclusive on what the experts or the scientists say regarding it not being. Secondly, the comparison of COVID-19 to events of 1920 or 1351 is no better than comparing it to as far back as ancient Egypt and other plague-fested events. Now, what I mean by this is the events of every successive period of time will always supersede the previous as being an event of the end. Therefore, as it relates to the context of time, no matter how devastating the Spanish flu or the Black Plague was, the fact that we are still here centuries after is proof that the world did not end. But it also now proves that our current time is closer to the end. for the world is moving forward to a climax. Therefore, to deny that the present pandemic cannot be contextualized as part of the end based on a time in history past is unintelligent at best. If anything, it again proves another line of deception in the enemy's artillery. A third consideration on this comparison, and this one is that you should consider. The main one, this third one, is the comparison of the devastation of the past pandemics being greater than COVID-19. And this is where it gets very interesting, because you see, there is a difference to understand between devastation and impact. And I want us to keep those two terms in mind. Devastation and impact. Let's deal firstly with devastation. Devastation here refers to the immediate consequence of the pandemic. So, infections and deaths would form part of the immediate devastation. One may even consider the economic downturns as part of the immediate devastation, the loss of revenues all over the world. And there can be others, like the social devastation and so forth. Social distancing has immediate effects on life itself as we know it. And so the devastation speaks to the immediate consequences that we realize as a result of the pandemic or the crisis. And if experts are right, then no doubt the previous historical events that we were just speaking of, Spanish flu and the Black Plague, if experts are right, they may very well far outdo that of COVID-19 as it relates to devastation. But when we consider impact, now that puts an entirely different spin on things, where not even the Spanish flu and the Black Plague combined can begin to compare with the impact of COVID-19. So we want to talk about the impact of COVID-19, which sets it apart from just about everything else before it. The impact. COVID-19's devastation may very well not be as grave as the past, but its impact is significant. Just before I speak about that impact, let's consider right here another point of deception. Let me stick a teaching moment here. Another point of deception. Now, if you analyze the three events closely, there is a visible progression or trajectory that they flow in. It gets successively less devastating. The Black Plague, 4 years, 200 million deaths. Spanish flu, 2 years, 100 million deaths. COVID-19, if experts are right, will not go as long as 2 years and will not reach 100 million deaths. Successively less devastating. And therein lies a major room for the enemy's deception. For us to relax our position, since we have seen worse. In other words, we begin to ask the question, like many are asking today, what is all the fuss about COVID-19? It's nothing compared to what we have gone through as a people. And to that I ask, oh really? Oh, really? Might we be falling to a setup here? A highly deceptive ploy of the enemy to tame us into thinking that it is not so bad after all? But hey, look a little further. We are warned in 1 Thessalonians 5:3, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." So my friends, wake up. Wake up. Now there is nothing in the scriptures that require us to use a comparative approach to determining the events of the end. And if it even allows for it anywhere, it is certainly not by using the events themselves to compare with each other. You see, the yardstick for determining the legitimacy of end time events is scripture itself. The Bible is the yardstick. The Bible and its prophecy is the yardstick for determining whether an event is legitimately an end time event. And this scripture teaches us that one of these days there will be a time of such great trouble upon the earth that the Black Plague, the Spanish Flu, and COVID-19 combined will pale into insignificance. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1 tells us that there will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation to that time. Now, we may deduce that COVID-19 does not fit that description of being so terrible as nothing else ever, since it does not even stand up to the devastation of the two previous events. So the real question then is this. This leads us to the all-important issue of impact. Not merely devastation, but impact. Well, my time is up here on this episode, but please join me on the next episode for part 2. Of The Stage Is Set. We're talking COVID-19 and its place in last day events. And so thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm hoping that you will be on board as we continue part 2 in finding out much more about how COVID-19's impact is really going to change the landscape of the entire globe for all of humanity. I'm Pastor Kishford Frank, and as always, it's been a pleasure sharing with you here on the MLLD Ministering to Laventille in These Last Days. May God bless you. Hope to have you around for part 2.